Hello and welcome to A Voice of a People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. How you doing out there in this great, beautiful, sunshiny day? And it's going to be a little warm today, praise God. Maybe some of our mornings will be a little warmer as well from now on, because it's been kind of chilly in the mornings. I've had to get up and get my blanket, get my heavy robe out, just walk around and get some coffee and get started for today. But anyway, hopefully good weather is ahead. So how you doing? If it's your first time, I pray it's not your last time. And if you are a faithful listener and supporter, thank you so very much for your love and for your support. I love you all so much, even those that I don't know yet, okay? And just continue to share the good news about this program, A Voice of a People, which comes on every Thursday from 10:15 until 11, and then from 11:15 to 12 noon. So hopefully you can spread the good news. We will be celebrating 12 years on the air next Thursday night. It will be our 12th year, WGH Talk, WWGH, okay? I'm live right now on www.wwgh1071.com, and I'm live right now on that TuneIn app on any electronic device and search WWGH. Now, if you're on TuneIn app, that's great. You know someone else who wants to be a part of the show. We have many commentators on this show. Scott Spears is one. He's our project manager, but there are other shows on here. Adam Lepp. If they are interested, please share that information with them, how to download that TuneIn app on any electronic device and get WWGH. I'm live right now on 740-383-9944, which is in the studio. If you have any questions, want to make some comments, or just be a part of the show. Again, that number is 740-383-9944. Along with you, longtime supporters and newcomers, we have Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. That number is 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Number 740-223-1515. Again, 740-223-1515. Or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. Free produce. Every third Saturday of every month. The next will take place June 20th. Maybe you don't need it. Maybe you know someone who does. Share that information with them. We did have a prayer chain line going, and please keep up your prayers. Because prayer changes things, and prayer helps people, you know. Our prayers go up to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is able to change any situation and turn any circumstance around. He is able, and to heal, deliver, and to set free. Now, many of us were praying for Cheryl Lee in her time of need, but I know she has a good report from the doctor, and she's on her feet, and I think she's doing well. Used to come on the show so many times, and I miss her so, so very, very much. Her life has changed some, but anyway, keep up the prayers for our country, our president, all those who are around him, for Iran, for Israel, just for our nation, our country, our people, our loved ones, our friends, our neighbors, you know, people who are in bereavement, people who are having health challenges. You know, continue to keep me in your prayers, and I will keep you in my prayers. And I pray that the Lord will continue to keep you, bless you, heal you, deliver you, and set you free from sin and from shame. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray these things. Okay. So prayer still plays a part in everybody's life, right?
Right.
Announcements. Do not forget the homeless shelter. They help a lot of families and individuals who are homeless. I think they help to even find them homes or rental properties, places where they can go. Help them find jobs and placement and food, which is a great, great asset to our community. Now, they still need donations all the time. Bath towels, washcloths, dish soap, disinfectant spray, bleach, floor cleaner, laundry detergent, trash bags, paper towels, toilet paper. Okay? They also need volunteers. Their number, 740-387-4550. Again, 740-387-4550. Homeless shelter. Okay, we have some events going on this June. For the entire month of June, we just had Tara Dyer call in and share some of the excitement that we have generated and have going on in our community. And these are community events, and please do not forget that. Community events. We need everyone to participate in the events that are going on in our city, which helps our city thrive. It helps our city thrive, and we need to realize that. We have young people out there. If you're not able-bodied, you know someone who is, please share some of this information. Well, tomorrow, June the 5th, registration starts at 5:30 at 6 p.m. We will be having a faith and wellness walk at the Ohio State University of Marion, Ohio. Location, 1465 Mount Vernon Avenue in Marion, Ohio. This is our fifth annual walk. Okay? There will be water provided for you. Everyone has to register. Not only that, you do receive a certificate. Come out and walk, even if you walk a half a mile, a quarter of a mile. Come and just be a part. The fellowship is great. We have a really good time. You can pledge to walk 1 mile, 2 miles, or 3 miles. If you want to walk 5, that's up to you. But we'll be there, Lord bless and say the same. Having a blood drive, June the 12th, 12 noon till 5 p.m. at the American Red Cross, 1849 Somerset Drive, Marion, Ohio. Again, your type saves lives. Blood drive, June the 12th at 12 noon to 5 p.m. at American Red Cross, 1849 Somerset Drive, Marion. So if you can't meet one of the events right now, please try to make the blood drive. After that, we have the Bobby Floyd Trio, June the 20th, featuring LaCosta Mays and Cameron Cage. Those doors open at 5:30 at the May Pavilion, which is part of annexed off the Historic Palace Theater. And last but not least, the Black Joy Summerfest, June 27th at 12 noon to 5 p.m., Martin Luther King Park. Yes, we are celebrating our youth. The theme is Youth Explosion. There will be bouncy houses and food, vendors, dance, music. We'll have some youth performing out there. We will also featuring Ross Vanis and also Roman. Roman, he will be also there. They do a lot of work at the Palace Theater and different activities that they have. They're very talented young men. Very, very talented. So we're looking forward to those young people coming forth and sharing their talents with us. So now let us look at the month of June, which I talked about earlier, and is titled from the Almanac, A Wondrous Weather Month. I'm going to read some of the highlights. The Atlantic hurricane season runs from June the 1st to November 30th. The Eastern Pacific's from May 15th to November 30th. What do you get if you cross water droplets with an amphibian? It kermist the fog. That's kind of funny. I don't know what this cotton candy kind of looks like, and it's in the center of this almanac, but it says, hair ice resembling cotton candy appears when water is squeezed out of rotting wood and hits freezing air. It's neat, though. All right, bad weather. We will not woo foul weather all too soon or nurse November on the lap of June. On four different occasions in 1974, 2004, 2010, and 2023, fish have fallen from rain. Isn't that something? Fish have fallen from rain clouds in a town in Australia's Northern Territory. Also, June is Pride Month. It began June the 1st. And Wednesday, June the 3rd, it said, June, damp and warm, does the farmer no harm. And our walk is Friday at Ohio State University, 5:30. Registration, 6 o'clock. Walk starts. Water will be provided. There will be t-shirts if you want to get a t-shirt. We have a vendor there. And you will get a certificate when you complete your walk. And Saturday, D-Day, 82nd anniversary. I think that was a time of war. If anybody, if I'm wrong, then I guess I'm wrong. Yeah, I did read a little bit of what's going on in our world today. But what really concerns me, we know that the president had told us maybe last year when he was running for president that he was going to unleash the Epstein files, John F. Kennedy files, and the UFO files. Well, I wasn't really aware that we had UFO files. But, you know, you always heard about UFOs and flying saucers. And, you know, I think one night I saw a shooting star when I was a little girl, you know. Just haven't really seen anybody get out of one and walk around and talk to us. But we know that there is not only natural but supernatural. We've watched Chiller and Thriller and The Twilight Zone and all these movies that talks about, what is it, celestial or beings from another place. Okay. Immortal beings from outer place. I can put it that way. Because, see, we have mortality, but they have immortality. That means we die. But, you know, they notify pastors, our president, and those around him, cabinet members, and probably some of their faith leaders in the White House. And they got all these pastors together to come to D.C. And they had this meeting telling them that they were getting ready to release these files. And they showed them videos of things flying in the sky. Well, I kind of looked at that and I kind of chuckled. And I really didn't think much about it. But, you know, they're putting a lot of steam behind this now because it's as if they are expecting a Mars attack, or maybe not an attack, but an appearing in a flying saucer to just light down on planet Earth and open up the hatch and come out. And I never really thought about it that way. Had you? I mean, when you look at those movies and stuff on TV, you don't think, oh, that's supernatural and that's man's imagination and that's not going to really happen. Well, that they are expecting something. If I'm wrong, please correct me. But from what I understand, they are expecting something to go on. My thing is, where is your trust? You know, in Matthew 24, I'm going to pull that up because it is so important in our day and time that we hold fast to our profession, hold fast to our faith, hold fast to what we have learned and what we have believed. We got to hold fast. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to let the word tell you how important it is to hold on to your faith. Okay. These are in the red. If you have a Bible, you can pull it up, Matthew 24. This is a point by point, event by event, that Jesus himself laid out, all red lettering, to his people. Okay? About the events to come in the future. A lot of people say, well, the church will be raptured up out of here, and we won't know anything about this. But we do, because we've been told. And we can't say we didn't know, because he's told us. Okay? And it says here, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Truly I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming, and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and shall deceive many. Number 4. Take heed that no man deceive you. And from what I understand, the deception will be so great. I got to pull that up. I want you to hear that from the word as well. Okay. Let me see. All right, don't move. Just my phone sometimes, but I got it. It will be here in a minute. Okay, goodness. I don't know if you consider yourself an elect of God, someone that has been really chosen, or that they have been chosen of God. But they say that the deception will be so great, and except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Okay, so what they're saying is, if the days were not shortened, even the very elect of God would be deceived. That is a great deception coming upon the earth. And I don't know if there is anything in our power, even depending on the Lord Jesus Christ, that we would not fall or falter or walk away from what we know. What we have learned, what we have experienced, you know, what we have done without, and knowing and believing that God has changed us from that old man to that new man. But even though we still are in a sin nature and we are not perfect, but we do believe that we have been saved from what is to come. R.C. Sproul said, saved from what? The wrath of God. That second death. Not the first resurrection, but the second resurrection. Those that who will be doomed and cast into hell fire. Well, that's why I wanted to say, hold fast. Okay, I didn't finish reading this, but then it says here, then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, Christ is over there, believe it not. This deception is coming from a person, an entity, a man who claims to be Christ in his place, blatantly doing miracles, calling fire down from heaven. I don't know what other miracles he's going to be doing, but he will get the support, the praise, the glorification, and the worship from people. Now, I don't know if we all understood that, but I'm beginning to understand this a little more as things unfold in the world we live in today. But he says, don't believe it, for there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. So right now, I'm thanking God. I'm thanking him, and I'm praying to him, and I'm hoping that I'm not in that lineup to be deceived. He says, behold, I have told you before. Watch out for these things. Pay attention. Be vigilant, because the adversary, your devil, is roaming, seeking whom he may devour, being deceived now. They've already erased truth 10 years ago. False news, fake news. But the first fake news was the serpent in the garden when he lied to Eve with one word: you shall not surely die. You shall, the word is not, surely die, which called God a liar. And Eve believed the serpent's lie and not God's truth. See, we are to love the truth. Love the truth. So why love the truth? Because the truth is a person. And that person is Jesus Christ himself. He is the truth, the way to God in the heaven, and the life, the only life worth living. And not just life here on earth, but life to come in the new world. This whole earth is going to burn up in flame, and a new heaven and a new earth will come down from heaven. And those who are found worthy through the blood of the Lamb shall live with Christ forever. 1,000 years anyway. So, it is so important to hold on to your faith. Now, we're going to go to Ephesians. My phone is acting up again. Okay, I see. Ephesians. It's warm in here today. Praise God, though. I've been tired of being cold. Ephesians 4. Okay. This is Paul writing. Many of you know who Paul was, I think. And he was writing from prison. And he is urging believers to live up to their calling by showing humility, gentleness, patience, and loving endurance. He centers everything on one body, one spirit, the Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all. So, when somebody comes to earth and say, I am God, I am Jesus, You know, God said, don't believe it. That's not how he's coming back. His word says he will split the sky and chariots and many people with him. That's how he's coming back. Now, I don't know how this other person is going to come. He's going to try to imitate Christ. And a lot of people will follow him because we see now that the truth isn't always so important. Depends on who you're talking to and what people believe and what people are willing to dismiss as truth. So Paul is calling us to walk worthy in unity in the new life, your new life in Christ Jesus. Walk worthy in unity. That's like being together, believing the same thing, being of one mind, one spirit. Like it says, one body, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all. Because we all have one body. Grace is measured out to each believer in Christ after descending to the lower parts of the earth and then ascending far above the heavens, distributes gifts to his people. He did come here and walk this earth as a man. He did live. He did eat. He did fellowship. He did heal the sick and the blind and the lame to walk and the blind to see and the mute to talk. He did those things. He lived 100% God, 100% man. He was crucified because of who he was. A lot of people may not believe who he was, but I tell you what, those naysayers believed that he made himself equal with God. And not only the naysayers, but the scribes and the Pharisees. Oh, you trying to tell us you're a man and you make yourself equal to God? And they killed him for that reason. Well, he's coming back one day. The day and hour, no man knows, but he's coming back one day. You just have to be in the right place. Your mind has to be made up what you do believe. He was crucified. He was buried for 3 days. He went in the depths of hell and took the keys from the devil. He said, here I am, devil. Those are my keys. These are my people that you have down here. And he brought people up with him who walked this earth. I guess they died again because they were freed from hell and they walked the earth. Christ did too for 40 days. And then he ascended back to heaven. And the angels that were there told the disciples, why do you look up gazing at him like that? He coming back. He'll be back one day. Hold on to what you believe. Hold on. Okay. Believers must abandon their former way of life marked by futility and darkened thinking and put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Why? Because truth replaces lies. Righteous anger replaces sinful rage. Honest labor replaces theft. Wholesome words replace corruption. Kindness replaces bitterness. And forgiveness mirrors God's forgiveness in Christ. Everyday life in a new self. Truth. What is truth? Who is truth? Truth is a person. You must believe the truth of the word of God. He says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Who can say that? Who can perform that? No one. So truth replaces lies. This is how our everyday life should be. Our righteous anger replaces sinful rage. Honest labor replaces theft. And boy, is that on the rise. Stealing. Breaking into people's houses. Stealing what other people have treasured and worked for. But no. You don't want to work. You want to walk around and steal from other people. But you know, everybody has their day. And you're not going to get away with that forever. Wholesome words replace corruption. Words that have meaning, positive, upbuilding, uplifting, and holding other people up, encouraging them. Wholesome words. Kindness replaces bitterness, and forgiveness is a mirror of God's forgiveness in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 4 is a powerful chapter outlining the principles of unity, growth, and transformation in the Christian life. This chapter shifts from the doctrinal truth established in the earlier chapters to the practical implications of these truths, emphasizing the need for a worthy walk, unity, maturity, and renewed living. Ephesians 4 emphasizes the need for a worthy walk. No need of walking if you're not sincere. No need of walking if you're just putting on a show. You have to be intentional and you have to want what God wants for you. Unity, maturity, and renewed living. That's what God wants for us. Traits of a worthy walk. Humility. Valuing others above yourself. You can find that in Philippians 2, verses 3 and 4. Gentleness. Strength under control, like Jesus. Strength under control, like Jesus. And that can be found in Matthew 11, 29. Patience. Bearing long without quitting. You know, sometimes we, even myself, I'll start doing something and only get so much done. I'm like, wow, I'm tired. Let me sit down for a minute. But that endurance means a lot. That endurance takes us a long way. Patience, bearing long without quitting. Colossians 3 and 12. Love. Those are the characters of God. Love, joy, peace, gentleness, patience, forgiveness. These are the characters of God. This is God's character. Yeah. And this is, you know, some of the people who work for God. They have spiritual gifts that God handed out to people. Every believer receives gifts, yet roles differ. Our work is different. Our roles are different. Apostles, they are pioneers who lay foundations. That's Acts 14, 21, 23. Prophets, spirit, prompt speakers who build up. Who build you up. Who build you up. Who encourage you. Oh, we need that so much. Evangelists, gospel messengers. Pastors and teachers, shepherds who feed and guard, all serve to the saints. So the saints, not just leaders, do the work of ministry. That's true. All those I named, they serve the saints. And we also do the work of ministry. I'm telling you all this because you have to be ready to go for God. Go for God. Go for God. You know, even your grandchildren, great-grandchildren, friends and neighbors, go for God. Because you know what? Soon we're going to have to make a choice. Who are we going to serve? Just like they did in the days of Elijah. Who are you going to serve? If Baal be God, serve him. If God be God, then serve him. You have to make a choice. You have to make a choice. So, we have to be willing, ready, anticipating God's return because he is returning. But guess what? The false Christ is coming first. And they say, we won't be here. I will not put my life on that because I am not sure. Because it says, even the very elect will be deceived. That don't mean that all of them will not be deceived, but some may be. There's great deception coming upon the earth. We're going to witness some. Well, we're witnessing some of it now. Where there's no truth. People don't know what to believe. You have to really, it's like going, taking a course in history or biology. You have to get out books. You have to go to different commentators and different newscasters to try to piece together the truth. So we're already living in some of this, what they call tribulation. You know, it's going to get worse. I mean, right now we're good. But it's going to get worse. And it's just like, okay, God wants his people ready to go for him, on fire for him. Expecting him. Praying. Encouraging one another. Do your works. Read your Bibles. Pray. Go to church and a Sunday school if you're able. Witness to other people about the goodness of God and who God really is. And share the gospel. Share the gospel. That's what we're supposed to do. Share the gospel. Try to lead as many as you can to Christ. That they may be saved. That they may be able to escape the wrath of God himself. Now, I do believe in the rapture. I'm not going to say I don't because I do. But the Bible says that day and hour knows no man. So we don't know the exact day and hour. But he said you will be able to discern by the times you're living in. The sign of the times. You should be able to tell. Pay attention. Be vigilant. Focus. That don't mean we don't live our everyday lives and do what we need to do. But focus, you know, we can't dismiss a lot. We can dismiss some things, but not everything. Some things take time and a little digging into or getting out that Bible, reading your scriptures or, you know. Yeah. Yeah, because you just can't go on your foreknowledge completely. Some things we know, we think we know, but how deep are they rooted in us? And I'm thinking, wow, even the very elect will be deceived? Wow, that's terrible. That is terrible. That is terrible. So, we got to be ready for God. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. What has God called you to do? How has he gifted you? Are you ready to go for God? Are you ready to walk away from everything? Are you willing to surrender your heart, your mind, and your spirit to God, your mind, will, and emotions. Are you ready to do that? Are you ready to say nothing on this earth means anything to me because it is all temporary? Are you ready for that? Do you love Christ more than anything or anybody, even yourself? Are we really ready to surrender all to Christ? And that's where we have to be. Ready to surrender all. Ready to go for God. If Baal be God, serve him. But if God be God, and you believe that and know that in your innermost spirit, go for God and serve him. No hesitation. Serve him. He is worthy of all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory is his. You know, he's going to get it, whether you're in line with it or not. He will be glorified in these last days. He will be glorified. He said, because if you don't praise me, even the rocks will cry out. And we don't want no rock to cry out for us. We want to be the one crying out. A lot of people say, well, Lord Jesus, come. But are you ready for him to come? We can't be wishing and hoping and slipping and sliding and stand up one moment and back down the other. Are you ready to receive your Lord and Savior? And we might not, and I realize we might not even live till then. Many of us may be gone on. But still, know when you die, your fate is sealed. So you still have to go for God as long as there is breath in your body. Go for God. Go for Christ Jesus, who paid the price, the penalty for your sin. The price you could not pay. And that payment was death. And he died the death you and I should have died for. But he did it. For you, for me, he did it. So you're going to go for Christ? You're going to go for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who walked this earth? Who has called you to a heavenly calling? Who has saved you? Blessed you? But you know, he blesses even those who are unjust. That's just who he is. And he says that. I reign on the just and the unjust. That means I take care of everybody. But one day, they're going to be separated, the sheep from the goat, the right from the left. I'm not talking about politics. I'm talking about the disobedient, the unbelievers from the believers. That's what he's talking about. One day, that's going to happen. Separation. And he will be doing the judgment. And that man who comes, and that sinful man who comes and says that I am God and I am Christ and doing all these miracles on the earth, God is going to get rid of him when he returns. And all those who are following him, all those who are face down worshiping him, God will deal with. He will deal with them one day. I just don't want to be in that number. I want to be in the number that's going to be saved. I want to be in the number that God will say, enter in, you good and faithful servant. That's where I want to be, and I'm sure you do too. But thank you so much for being with me and being patient with me. And I pray I said something to help and encourage each and every one of you, something you can share with other people. Don't forget to be vigilant, you know, and just watch out. Be careful. Okay? Have a blessed weekend. Hey, if you have time, don't forget Mirrorfield is going on in Columbus, a big once of a year golf tournament. Enjoy your weekend. Just be safe out there. Love you so much. Love you. God bless.